This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
One of the third down or fourth downs, when he says we didn't execute, there was a play where there was a hole, and Gibbs missed it. He just ran to the back of a blocker. When the whole play was blocked, now did the play call for it to go that way? Should he have adjusted? Far be it for me to tell Jahmyr Gibbs how to run the football, but when he says stuff like we just didn't execute, I'm like, okay, what's an example of that? And going back and looking, that might be it, okay? I'm not trying to coach the team, but that might be it. That might be an example of exactly what he's talking about.
Well, one thing I do like is that Dan Campbell is very accountable. He demands accountability from his players, his coaching staff, and himself. And he knows he's the guy that was out there calling plays. He's got the glasses on and the fast food menu, and he's the one making those calls. And for him to come out and say, I wish I had some of those back, okay, that's without saying I made big mistakes or I made mistakes. That's his way of saying it, that he made mistakes because he wants those plays back because they just didn't work out the way that you had hoped for it. So I like the accountability factor. I would imagine that this game Sunday, if you're looking at just will the Lions win or will they lose, I mean, I bet the house that they would win this game on Sunday.
Yeah, I would too. Okay, this is the last thing. And I include the question from Costa, and I want Lions fans to listen to this very closely and tell me what you make of this answer from Dan Campbell. There's a lot of talk about, I'm wondering what he meant by the sparkly toys, the shine comes off.
Yeah, as you get on through it, they get a little weathered, and you know, but
is he talking about a team?
Does it still work?
Is he talking about a team? Is he talking about someone?
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't want to put words in a man's mouth, but I found that really interesting. On top of that,
well, what are you reading into that?
I think he's talking about teams that are maybe exceeding what their expectation was going into the year,
like the Bears.
I didn't say that.
I said it. Are you?
He didn't say that.
No, he didn't say that either. Is that what you're thinking?
But then he also, like, the ones that are supposed to get going. When he says, I've been around a long time and I know what it looks like, I feel like his confidence, when he's asked where his confidence comes from, his ability, like, he thinks he can see what a good football team, the traits they have, and he thinks this is it.
I got the impression, like, when I heard him saying that this morning, I was driving around, and I pictured in my head Dan Campbell sitting on a front porch of some big ranch in Texas, and there's a rifle to his right, there's a bucket with some cold beer next to him, and he's leaning back in a rocking chair on that front porch, and somebody asked him, and Costa asked him that question, he's just like, I've been around a long time. And like he's ready to tell stories right there. And then lets out a big spit of chew out of his mouth and then starts to let you know where the experience comes from. So being a player in college, being a player in the pros at different organizations and learning at the feet of some of the giants like Bill Parcells or Sean Payton and getting his teeth cut that way and then going through the trials and tribulations of changing a team over and the culture over and building this team up to where it was. 3 wins and a tie the first year to 9-8 the next year with a signature win at the end of the season to 12-5 and winning a division to winning 2 playoff games to going 15-2, getting back to the playoffs with a banged up ragtag group of guys that are going to give you everything they got and completely embody everything that this guy said from day one of taking over this job. That was the team. And I came away going, all right, that's why.
Okay.
Because I believe him.
And on 2 different times he was asked questions. He talked about playing to the strength of his team. And both times he talked about how you learn more about your team every week. He keeps basically saying, yeah, guys, I see it too. I'm aware. And if we're going to play to the strengths of our team, sometimes that doesn't mean going forward, especially if you're going to have to win differently than it did a year ago. The offense very rarely hiccuped last year.
He's talking like he's the guy that knows the secret. You know?
Kind of.
I just smile, let you guys know a little bit. We're going to be fine. And this team's going to get rolling. And when it gets rolling, I'll be smiling. And everybody else will be on the side going, wow, look, they really came along. And he's like, told you.
Your reaction next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, you heard Dan Campbell, some of the best of what he told our morning show. Your reactions, 248-539-9797. Juan is on a cell, and he's on 97.1. Hello, Juan.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, Juan.
I just want to basically give my take on the reason why I'm still confident. I hear a lot of these fans up there. I just think we got the most iffy fans there. We lose one game, and everybody just give up. But I think an important factor is we are a much better team indoors, in my opinion. We got six straight games indoors. And in my opinion, we are a much better team indoors. So I think we'll take advantage of that. We only got, Chicago at the end of the season. And I think that's going to give us that spark. I believe we'll win five out of the last seven, maybe six. I do put the Rams maybe a loss. But I think the indoor games is going to help us tremendously. I really believe that. So,
yep,
that's just my take.
Yeah, I mean, look, I liked them in the next three games. I've talked about this quite a bit now throughout the day, and I predicted that that last Sunday night game is going to be flexed to – that last Sunday game in Chicago is going to be flexed to Sunday night football and the division crown. Keep your radio down, Juan. The last game of the season is going to be flexed to Sunday night, and it's going to be Lions and Bears for the division crown. Second straight year, Lions will play in one of those games. A lot of it has to do with who they're playing and who everybody else in the division has to play. As far as the fans, look, I don't get mad at fans for feeling the way that they feel. But, you know, we did some fun experiments over the last couple of weeks. When the Lions lost the game to Minnesota, we got that they're done, they're not contenders. Then they came back and pounded Washington, and we sent out, you know, a tweet asking a question, and people think they're going to win the North. Then you turn around and lose this game, and we haven't sent out a Twitter question to accompany it, but there's definitely, they're finished. We've gotten a number of, they have no shot calls. The truth, and that's why I always zoom out and look at the bigger picture. The bigger picture shows some warts this year that weren't there last year. But, you know, we have competent people in charge. There's a lot of really damn good players on this team. And I think it's still in there. I think it's still in that locker room. And if they weren't competent people in charge, or they kind of smoked and mirrored it for all their wins, that's neither of those things are true. They have a good coach, and they got damn good players, right?
Yeah, I think the defense has played beyond good. I mean, it is a really good defense right now. And I love how that's performing. And the offense has so many explosive options to them that – even just having the offensive line play good enough is going to be good enough. Where last year, maybe that wouldn't have been the case. Because last year, they had to lean on the offense. That was the area where everybody was relatively healthy and get stuff done there and score their 30, 35 points, whatever they needed to do. And the defense struggled because of injuries. It's kind of flipped this year. But those players are still there. Offensive skill players are there. Can the offensive line just be good enough? Be good enough the rest of the way.
If you go with Vegas point spreads, a listener did this for us, went and got out and did all the point spreads the rest of the way, and that's Denor from Detroit. If you just go with Vegas point spreads, the division winners are the Detroit Lions at 12-5. Packers are 10-6-1. Bears are 9-8, Vikings 6-11. That's just point spreads the rest of the way. It doesn't always hold, but you know, does that? Yeah, that's probably not going to make anybody feel any better. Whatever. 248. Thank you though, Denor. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Ned in Oxford. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Ned.
Hey, Doug Gator. Hope you guys are having a good day. I just want to say really quick, I get it, you know, the interior line. At some points in that game, we were down to a third guard. And you're facing Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter, which is a tall task for even Penei Sewell. So, and you're running with Graham Glasgow. So I get those arguments, but I'd like to point out the drop passes. I think Amon-Ra had two. J-Mo had one on those fourth downs. And I think that was the game right there. I don't think there's any reason to panic. The wind was crazy. But also at the same time, knowing that stuff, you got to make better calls, right? Like, and that goes to the play calling. If you're trying to do sneak punts and, you know, run the ball down the middle on fourth down, knowing that you're facing that type of defensive line, that's where I think, you know, Campbell has to have a little bit more awareness. But I'm not worried about it. I think
Did you hear some of his answers, by the way?
Say it again.
Did you hear some of his answers, like to the questions about changing your approach on fourth down?
Yeah, he and that's what I was just actually about to say. I know he took accountability for it, and instead of in hindsight, I'd like to see it more in game, right? Oh. Like taking it into that game with that in the back of your mind. Now,
I think he kind of said the same thing. Thank you, Ned. 248-539-9797. Doug is next. Hello, Doug.
Yeah, I was just calling about this fourth down situation, and it's just amazing that when I called your screener, that all of a sudden you're talking about exactly what I wanted to talk about. Is there a point in time with a team where they're just not the dudes like they were last year with the confidence or the right calls where we would make them 50, 60% of the time, and now we're not making them with that frequency and stuff. So,
I keep going back to Campbell when he said, as the season goes on, we learn more and you have to adapt and adjust.
Right. So that was fascinating. The other question I've got is, are you a believer in streaks? And the Lions are on the NFL all-time streak of not winning or losing two games in a row.
It
doesn't look like it's going to happen again. So it's just fascinating as to win one and lose one and win one and lose one.
Well, they've won. It's not like they're a 500 team, but yes, they're over the course of the streak, they've been well over 500. Going into this Sunday, they had the most wins in the NFL over the course of that streak.
I'd also like to point out that prior to the game Sunday night, the Lions were 13 of 18 on fourth down attempts.
Okay, so going into, they were, I don't want to get this wrong. Was that at the time number one in the NFL, do you know? I think it
percentage-wise?
Yeah. I think it was after.
I thought I read that somewhere. I see New England is 13 out of 16 on the season for 81%.
Well, that was, unless they had a bunch of third, that would be better than Detroit.
It would be better than 13 out of 18.
Yes, but.
But I don't know if they went for it on Sunday a couple times and got it.
Even so, it's unlikely that they went for it like eight times and got them all. So it's probably, they probably weren't the best. Yeah, so going into the game, they were one of the best teams on fourth down.
Yeah.
Now, what I keep hearing, I'm going to, as the season goes on, adapt and adjust, realizing the defense is top five in the NFL in total defense right now, which whether it's a paper ranking or not, what's clear is the defense is way better than it was a year ago. And you can maybe play to that strength a little bit more if you so choose. Kent is next. Hello, Kent.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Kent.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? Great. Hey, I got 2 points, so bear with me real quick. I'll try to make them quick. On fourth down, I think what's going on now is I think that before, when you hit third down, boom, team stops you, they're ready to say, okay, they're going to punt. But now everybody knows he's going to go for it literally every time. So I think teams are strategizing Don't even worry about third down. It's going to be fourth down. And it's a mental thing. When you think you're getting off the field and you don't, you tend to give them up a little bit more. When you know you got an extra down to play, then you kind of focus in and lock in a little more. And I think teams are starting to do that to Detroit. And also, I actually believe, man, with the upcoming schedule and just how Detroit is, and the fact that they didn't secure and shore up their offensive line, I think that last game against the Bears is going to be simply to make the playoffs. I don't think it's going to be to win the division. I really don't.
So you think the schedule's about to get tougher?
I think the schedule in Detroit is about to come back to the mean. I just see it. It's like, dude, the longer you go without losing two games in a row means the closer you're getting to the moment that you will lose two games in a row. And it's the truth. I mean, no, sooner or later, you're going to lose two games in a row.
Well, of course.
Sooner or later, it's going to happen.
But if you hold on. Kent, isn't it a measurement of how you respond to adversity and that other teams are more likely to not follow up a loss with a win? Because the straight data would show you that's the fact?
Well, not necessarily, because it also can depend on how you lose and when you lose. And I'm telling you, it's like when Detroit lost that playoff game last year, I had a funny feeling they wouldn't be back this year. Because I watched the NFL for 40 years, and I keep seeing this. When teams lose like that, and everybody thinks they're going to win the whole thing, and they lose like
I
that.
I don't know. You come out with a bunch of premises that I completely disagree with, but thank you for the phone call.
Well, the other thing, he's just supporting his own narrative. That's why he doesn't think it's going to happen. But that's, I don't think many people thought that the Lions last season, because of the injuries they were facing, like, we were hopeful that they could make a run in the playoffs.
Well,
but I didn't, I mean,
additionally, before the season, almost every fan that called up and predicted their preseason predictions, almost everyone had predicted more losses than last year. Almost everyone, and most people predicted 4 or 5 losses. Oh, I think his premise is off, but.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.